Joe Bastianich grew up in the New York City borough of Queens.
My parents were immigrants from Italy. They came after World War II. They were displaced by the war. They had some hard times over there, so they came to this country kind of searching for a better life. They came from an environment of making food and wine, so that's kind of what they did when they got here. My dad was a waiter. They opened their first restaurant in 1969 in Queens, and that's kind of how our story begins.
That restaurant, Buona Via, which Bastianich describes as a typical 70s red sauce joint, was an extension of home for Joe and his sister.
After school, we wouldn't go home. We would go to the restaurant. We would do our homework in the basement in the dry storage. We would eat dinner in the restaurant. It was go home with our parents at the end of the night. It was just part of life. So the restaurant was not only a way you made a living, but it was also your home and everything else all at the same time. And it was definitely a different time. You know, it was a hard job, kind of an immigrant's business where people could, you know, working super hard could make a living, and that's what it was about.
Joe's mother Lydia, who eventually emerged as a star chef, stayed more in the background at Buona Via, while his father, Felice, was the very model of the hard-working restaurant man, up early every day to bargain hard for the best deals with Buona Via's meat, seafood, vegetable, and other suppliers, keeping an eagle eye on the back door as well to make sure that most of that food wound up on the plates of customers.
My parents were like, always hoped their kids could do better, so they pushed me away from that life because that was a hard life, so they wanted me to get an education, go to school, you know, get an important job, like be a dentist or an accountant.
Or work on Wall Street, for example.
Or work on Wall Street, which I wound up doing. But, you know, after a while, I went to college and then got my MBA and then realized that that wasn't really the world for me, and I had to get back to this place of making something, you know, constructing something, feeding people, and it was in my DNA, and that's what I did.
With his bonus check from a decent year of Wall Street trading, Joe Bastianich bought a one-way ticket to Italy and a used car when he got there, then spent over a year working his way around the country in restaurants and vineyards, soaking up as much knowledge as possible about Italian food and wine.
Everyone needs that moment of their life of soul-searching, and it was the first time in my life where I got to spend a lot of time alone and really kind of figuring out who I was as a person, and that's what that trip was about. It happened to be in the world of Italy and the community of Italian food and wine, and that's kind of where I gravitated towards and decided that, you know what, that gave me meaning, it was cathartic, and I realized that I would need to spend the rest of my life doing exactly that. I knew I wanted to make wine, but I couldn't just buy a winery. So I came back and did what I could do, which was open a restaurant. So I went to my grandmother, borrowed $80,000, asked my mother to be my partner, and I opened Becco Restaurant in the Theater District in 1993.
Becco, with its fresh take on Italian family-style dining and moderate prices, including a wine list packed with $15 bottles of good Italian wine, was a hit, and 20 years later still does big business. Not long after getting Becco up and running, Joe Bastianich met Mario Batali, and the two formed a partnership, Joe running the front of the house, Mario in the kitchen, that has built a food and wine empire that now includes 25 restaurants.
My mother's a well-known cook, been on TV for 20 years, and my partner Mario's a chef. And I grew up, although I could, you know, I could cook as well as anybody, I grew up always kind of facilitating what other cooks need. So I gravitated towards the front of the house and, you know, wine and doing those kind of things, which has been kind of where I spent my life. You know, the restaurant man, he knows how to do everything, including cook.
Right.
Process and clean, you know, that's part of the territory.
Everything from unlocking the place and buying the stuff to closing up at night, right?
That's the deal. That's what the restaurant man does.
Or occasionally, as in the case of Joe Bastianich, write a book.
I didn't write it for other restaurateurs. I really wrote it for anyone who loves to go to restaurants, wants to become a restaurant customer. I mean, it's almost a user's guide for restaurants. You know, if you read it, you understand who makes what the workings, where the margin is, where the money's made. And once you know the inner workings of a machine, you can utilize it better.
New York City restaurateur Joe Bastianich. His new memoir is Restaurant Man. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.